section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Seth Rollins is out, WWE title tournament, and will Reigns turn heel? All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, and I'm joined by Aaron, Roger Cave, and Doug Hahn. Let's start off the show by discussing some recent news. So Rollins is out 6 to 9 months. What happened here, Aaron?
Yeah, so he has a torn ACL, MCL, and meniscus. So he pretty much messed up his leg with that powerbomb that he tried on Kane. And, you know, it was something that, we saw the footage, but we didn't know exactly what happened last week. And obviously, we know for sure now that he unfortunately had to vacate the title.
It's big news, too, because they went into desperation mode. They're like, all right, we need Jimmy Jacobs to fly to the UK and a bunch of other the creative people. We need to get them all together and figure out what the heck are we going to do here. So, Doug, what did they decide to do here?
They're going to have a tournament now to see who's going to be the new champion, and that's going to be crowned at Survivor Series.
Which Doug will be at.
Which I will be at.
And the Raw afterwards.
And I am going to attend the Raw afterwards. I was stoked to go beforehand, and I got my tickets well before this ever happened. But now that this happened, it adds that extra excitement of seeing a new champion declared. I've never seen that live. I cannot wait.
Now, Roger, Rollins is going to be out 6 to 9 months, but let's just say it's going to be 9 months for the sake of argument. That would put it around SummerSlam. Now, do you have him come back as a big surprise, or do you have a lot of vignettes playing beforehand so that way people get really excited to see Rollins come back?
I have Rollins come back as a complete surprise. I have him come out against the Authority. He comes out as a huge babyface, and he comes out to help, ideally in this scenario, his old Shield mate Dean Ambrose against whoever the Authority champion is, be it Sheamus, be it turned Roman Reigns, be it a new guy, maybe even a Kevin Owens. Rollins needs to come back in a complete surprise, walk out to SummerSlam, crowd will go absolutely wild. If you're at SummerSlam and Seth Rollins returns, it's going to be a massive pop, especially if he comes out and pedigrees Triple H. Huge pop.
Now, Doug, is that something that you agree with? Would you have him come back as a babyface or have him come back and stay with the Authority?
I have him come back as a babyface, but I'm going to counter Roger here and say I kind of want to see him come back before he wrestles in the ring. I want to see him come back and be like, hey, guys, I'm almost ready. I'm going to be back, and have the Authority kind of push him to the side and say, no, we've got our new champion and everything like that. And finally, you know, you have that build up, and Rollins, when he finally does come back, the Authority comes out and tries to re-injure him.
Now, would you rather have him come back at Money in the Bank, though, and as a surprise entrant? Or is that too soon because you don't know what's going to happen with his knee?
I don't know if I wouldn't put him in a ladder match. That would be the thing I would worry about the most, because if you have him in a ladder match, you've seen what those matches do. I mean, those are four mid-card guys for the most part because it helps get them over. And then once they're over, you don't really want to put them in those types of matches except for, you know, every now and then. You know, I mean, those are very rare instances. And with somebody like a Seth Rollins, who they've invested so much time and energy and money to, I wouldn't have him as a special entrant in a Money in the Bank match. If he came back around that time, you know, to set up a SummerSlam match with Triple H, which I think could be, that could probably be the headliner, to be quite honest, you know, for next year's SummerSlam, Triple H versus Seth Rollins. So, I mean, you could go down that route.
That is true. I mean, Doug, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, like I said, I want to see a slow comeback for Rollins. I want to see him come back and just, I think he needs to be on TV. The longer he is off TV, the more and more people are going to be built up and everything. If he is the true future of the company, he needs to be on TV. He needs to be seen. He needs to be there. Let him go for right now, because you have this excitement of this tournament, the new people, who's going to step in, who's going to grab that brass ring and really grab the belt and take it off with it. But after, you know, let's say you have your WrestleMania moment, which he's going to miss, and then you have a couple months, that lull after WrestleMania is when you need somebody to step up and give it back to the face of the company, which is Rollins at this point. So you bring him back on TV after WrestleMania. And you'd build, do a slow build where Triple H, you know, and him actually do have the feud. I'd love to see him versus Triple H at SummerSlam.
Now, Roger, when you heard about the fact that, you know, Seth Rollins is out and they're going to have the 16-man tournament, did you think, oh, my gosh, I have to watch Raw live now? I mean, what were your thoughts on that?
So for the first time, probably since post-WrestleMania, I was interested in what was going to happen on Raw, which to me is both a good and a bad thing. It's good that I was finally interested in what was going to happen, but also kind of indicative of like, wow, I really just don't care about what's going to happen on Raw most of the time, because for the most part, it's not all that exciting. I was very sad to hear that Rollins got hurt. I was also, taking away the injury, very excited to have a tournament for the championship. I can't remember a tournament for the title since the Deadly Game tournament back in 98. I don't know if there's been one in between. I've just forgotten about it. But I don't think they've had a big, long, 12 to 16-man tournament. So it's exciting. There's a lot of cool possibilities. You know, if they do it right, and that's always the key, you can set up 3 to 4 feuds here, have a really good twist, and it can be something memorable that we talk about, you know, for years to come. But there's also the fact that they could just completely screw it up.
And I think that that's something that maybe that they have done so far with the 16-man tournament. The 8 men that are left right now, because obviously Raw and SmackDown have already happened, so we're down to 8. And I think that those 8 are the people that we can see potential feuds coming from this. But the 16-man tournament, the only one that I think anybody looked at and was like, oh, I'm kind of surprised about this. Well, Cesaro and Sheamus, that was one that was a toss-up. Cesaro.
That's your 8-9 seed.
Yeah. Cesaro actually won. He beat Sheamus, which I was surprised at. But the biggest surprise was Kalisto upsetting Ryback. I mean, everybody looked at that, and obviously it was like, you know, a number 2 and a number 15 seed, basically. And you had Ryback lose to Kalisto. Big surprise. But, Andy, what do you think? I mean, Ryback is immediately out of the tournament now, so it's not going to be Ryback versus Del Rio. Instead, it's going to be Kalisto Del Rio. Do you think it was a mistake to get rid of Ryback so early?
Yeah. I mean, but do you want to have two faces going at it? Because even though Del Rio... it's weird because over in England, he is actually, but technically he's a heel, but when he comes back to the States, is he a face then? Or are they just, that's what, are they trying to do that? Because remember,
Del Rio is not a face by any stretch of the imagination. He's total heel.
But I considered he was, but then they basically, the British crowd booed the crap out of him. Why I was like,
I mean, he's a heel dude. Like
all the crowds boo him.
Everyone's
all
booing
of them.
Him. Doug, are you booing Del Rio?
Yes.
Okay, Andy, he's a heel.
I took it as him being I took Del Rio as a face at first because he just came back. But now
I think you're confusing the cheer of seeing him and like it was cool to see him come back.
Yeah.
And that is what you took to him being like he's clearly a heel.
Well, now he is clearly a heel. There's no way around it.
Night of Champions or was it Night of Champions? He was a heel. Mm-hmm. They established him as the heel that night, in my opinion.
Hell in a Cell.
I'm sorry. I was off on the pay-per-view.
But yeah, so yeah, he's definitely a full-fledged heel, but do you have him basically beat up Kalisto in the next match? Because I'm assuming this is going to be on Raw. Do you actually have him beat him up?
It sounds like they're going to have the 4 matches here on Raw. My guess is that Del Rio and Kalisto, they're trying to start a program with those two. That's what it looks like. It looks like that this is going to be, as Roger had mentioned, we're going to see some feuds come from this. I believe this is going to be one of the feuds that comes out of this. Doug, what do you think, though? Because if you take a look at the final 8 people, 2 of the matches are faces versus face. So we have Reigns and Cesaro, and then we also have Ziggler and Ambrose. Do you think that it's a good idea to do that? Do you think that maybe it was a kind of a way to throw a curveball that it's not always going to be a face versus a heel? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I will have to say, I was surprised if Cesaro won, but I wasn't necessarily just because of my decision for Survivor Series, and I'll get to that later. I like Cesaro winning. I saw Roman Reigns winning. I was kind of hoping that Lesnar would be in this kind of tournament. Just because I would love to have seen him versus Big Show round 1, him versus Ryback round 2, where you have him versus big guys going up to it, and then you could have Lesnar lose legitimately to Roman Reigns, because look at the path he went, and then you have Kalisto versus Roman Reigns. you know, let's look at that path. Okay, that's an easy path to look at. There you can set up, though, a legitimate reason for Lesnar to lose. Why did he lose? Well, look at the path he took. I was kind of hoping for that, but now that we don't have Lesnar in this tournament, you know, I don't know. This tournament, just there's some names that can come out of it. I think when they finally get to the finals, it'll be a decent tournament. But this first round is just there's a lot more people you could have pushed, I think.
Now, Roger, do you think that it's good that they have some up-and-coming stars, or would you rather have seen John Cena, Randy Orton, Triple H involved in this?
I think a tournament needs to have a mix of both. Like, for this to be legitimate, you need to have big names in it, because if you don't have the guys like Brock Lesnar and John Cena and Randy Orton and Triple H, then people go, oh, you won the tournament of the mid-carders. So you do need to have the big names there to establish it, but you also need those up-and-comers. My biggest problem with this tournament so far is I think they've made a couple key mistakes. An upset is a great idea, but I think you don't want to have a face be upset. You want somebody like a Sheamus to take an upset. Let Kalisto beat him, because he's still got Money in the Bank. Theoretically, he should still be an important part of this tournament, because he at any point in time can cash in. So he doesn't actually need to be live. On the other hand, you should have Ryback facing Cesaro. That's a clean face-versus-face matchup, and then Cesaro gets his hand raised. And then when he loses in the next round to a guy like Roman Reigns, for example, you can say, look at the path that he took, and he got beat up by the meat hook, and he kicked out, and all those great things. Right now, you look at this tournament, and I go, there's no chance Kalisto wins, realistically. He can't beat a Roman Reigns. He can't beat ADR. So right now, he's basically a bye. And then I look at Owens and Neville, and I'm like, Neville? I'm supposed to believe that he has a chance against Kevin Owens, a guy who went toe-to-toe. Like, there's just some of this. These guys haven't been booked well enough over the past 6 months that there's three guys, I believe, can win this tournament. And three, if I'm making a huge stretch, I only see two that I can reasonably say could win this tournament. And that's not what you want.
Well, now, Roger, do you think that this should end with Reigns versus Ambrose?
No. And the reason why is that, to me, that has to be your WrestleMania match, in my opinion, before was the Shield triple threat. That was the match I think that we all anticipated was going to be the match, or it was going to be Reigns Lesnar 2 and Rollins versus Ambrose. Now, to me, your match needs to be either Reigns Lesnar or it needs to be Reigns Ambrose. If you do that match now, you either guarantee that one of them's got to turn heel, and two, if Reigns is supposed to be the big face of the future, he's going to get booed. And booed very hard. Like, even though Ambrose is not super important, he is way more popular than the crowd is with Reigns. Even Cesaro versus Reigns, it would not surprise me if they boo him out of the building. Like, they have him potentially getting booed against Cesaro and getting booed against Kalisto and then getting booed against an Ambrose in the finals or booed against Owens in the finals. I don't understand why they set this up this way for Reigns to get potentially booed throughout the entire tournament.
Or do you think Reigns will actually turn heel, though?
I think if he was going to turn heel, very much like how The Rock turned heel back in 98, I don't think they would have given it away the way they said, here, join the Authority and we'll give you the belt. Like, to me, they never are that obvious about it.
I was going to say, Roger, though, what about this? I mean, you set up a good point, and I kind of just thought about this. If he gets booed every round now up into the championship, where you have him facing even an Ambrose or even Kevin Owens and get booed, how about that's why he finally turns? He's tired of being booed.
I'd absolutely love it. I would love for him to do, you know, I'm not Cena. I'm tired of this, and I'm just going to join the authority and take the shortcut to win the title. Do I think they'll do that kind of complex, intelligent storyline and acknowledge the fact that the crowd is booing Reigns? Because to my knowledge, they have not acknowledged that on television yet. They have never stated that there's a mixed reaction, that the crowd's booing him. At best, they will say the crowd cheered Lesnar or the crowd is cheering the other guy, Ambrose. So I would love a complex story like that where he actually acknowledged real life. I have very slim belief that they'll do that.
Yeah, and, you know, taking a look at the finalists, you know, we have Reigns and Cesaro. I think we're probably all in agreement Reigns is going to win. You have Del Rio and Kalisto, probably all in agreement Del Rio is going to win. We have Owens and Neville, probably all in agreement Owens is going to win. And Ziggler versus Ambrose, Ambrose is going to win.
Unless Vince McMahon dies right in the next week, Ziggler's not going to win. Yeah.
So, right there. So we're probably all in agreement. The final four are Reigns versus Del Rio and then Owens versus Ambrose, right?
And they've been setting up the thing with Owens and Ambrose, too, because they've been wrestling recently. So that actually makes sense, because who knows what's going to happen with this. The other thing they haven't even talked about is that what happens if there's a disqualification? They haven't said that there's no DQ or there has to be a pinfall or has to be a submission or it can't be a count out.
Tournament rules have always – there will be DQs, and tournament rules are if you lose, you lose, whether you're disqualified. There'll probably be a double count out at some point in time, and both of them will be DQ'd. Like ADR Kalisto could totally be a double disqualification and Reigns just moves to the finals. Yeah. That's always happened in any WWE tournament they do.
So then Reigns would only have to wrestle once that night.
Yeah, that's what happened with Rock. I think Undertaker and Kane wrestled to a draw, and then he got a bye to the semifinals.
They did that with Andre the Giant and Hogan when Macho Man won King of the Ring.
Yep, DiBiase got a bye to the finals.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow, good.
And you have Tyler Breeze setting up the match with Ziggler, probably for Survivor Series. So you have Breeze probably interfering in that match, costing Ziggler the match.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was something obviously we had talked about when we heard that Rollins was injured. You know, we were going through speculations of what might happen, you know, and it seems like some of that stuff is coming to fruition. So, Andy, final two, you have Reigns and Ambrose?
No, I actually have Reigns and Owens.
And who do you have winning it then?
I have Reigns.
Okay.
And Doug? I don't want Reigns to win. I want Owens to win the title, but that's what I think is going to happen.
All right, Doug, are you Reigns Ambrose?
I'm actually, I would think that it's going to be Reigns Ambrose just because of the way they've been setting it up. When you saw Dean, I think at the last pay-per-view, he didn't even have a match. Mm-hmm. And he just, you know, he gives Roman the congratulations, go out there and have their match. And he kind of sits back and he almost looks like he's pouting. I almost want to see that Ambrose turn to heel and join the Authority. But at the same time, they've also been pushing Reigns versus Owens. Every time that those two have competed, usually in like a Survivor Series match or tag team match, those two have actually had some good chemistry in their fights. And yeah, it's gone to Roman's way, but you're also pushing Kevin Owens up a little bit, although I don't think he'll win this at all just because he has the Intercontinental title. It'll be a push up for him, but I really want to see Ambrose Reigns and Ambrose get the Authority bush.
I think it's going to be Reigns and Ambrose. And I think that I look, good storyline. Reigns turns heel, joins the Authority. It wouldn't make much sense based on what happened this Monday, but because Ambrose has been marginalized recently, I agree with you, Doug. I've been thinking about what happens if Ambrose is the guy that turns heel. Let's say Ambrose takes over. He has a lot of like cheers behind him right now. But if he, you know, kind of same thing with Rock. Rock had a lot of cheers when he turned heel and then just got massively booed, you know, became the corporate champion, supposed to the people's champion. You know, you could potentially do something like that with Ambrose and have him be the heel champion to take it, you know, the rest of the way. So, I mean, that's also an option. I mean, do we see in any sort of scenario where Reigns wins and is the face? Is anybody seeing a scenario?
I do.
I see I mean, that's the generic scenario, right? He just overcomes – that's the Cena scenario is what I would say. He overcomes the odds. He wins the title. He stands victorious at the end of the night. I don't think that's what you do at Survivor Series because WrestleMania is technically around the corner, right? We're talking 5 months now. If you have your face stand tall now, what are we honestly looking forward to at WrestleMania? Because that is where the face is supposed to end his storyline. And this has been – we all, I think, are in agreement that Roman Reigns last year got beat because we all turned on him. So that means after 1 year, he's going to regain things. He's probably going to win the Rumble. He's going to be the guy who stands tall at the end of the night at WrestleMania. This isn't the night to pull the trigger. I don't agree that Ambrose would be in the finals. And here's why. My two choices to face Reigns are Owens and Ambrose. If I look at Ambrose's booking over the past year, he's looked like a complete joke. I can't name one main eventer he's beat. Meanwhile, Kevin Owens has a legitimate win over John Cena. He is believable. He's been booked properly. And you can have Ambrose, still bitter over the turn, run out, make it look like I'm going to attack Owens. And then he clotheslines the life out of Roman Reigns. Whole crowd is shocked. They'll probably cheer because we all like Owens. Owens hits a pop-up powerbomb. You insert him where Seth Rollins was because, let's be real, the IC title wasn't going to have a storyline going into WrestleMania, so that doesn't even factor into anything. I mean, it's sad to say, right? But what's the last IC title feud that we've had going into WrestleMania? I can't.
The ladder match?
That wasn't a feud. That was eight people randomly thrown together. Like, what's the last one-on-one big time, like, this is a feud ender?
I think Jericho William Regal, which was like 18, I think.
Wow.
I don't know.
HBK Roman Reigns or Razor Ramon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That one was.
Oh, hey. That.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was great back in 1994. I loved it 20 years ago when I was nine.
21.
21. So, yeah, in my opinion, Owens, I think, is the best choice without having to reset the entire storyline. Assuming they've booked to WrestleMania, he comes in. He steps in for Rollins. He becomes your new authority champion. He doesn't fit the bill, but it does make sense in the idea that he can put on a great match. Ambrose turns on Reigns. They feud. Ambrose beats him at TLC. Reigns wins the Rumble. He goes into Mania, fights Owens.
Andy, what do you think? Is that what you were kind of thinking?
Well, what I think will end up happening is that I think you're right. Now thinking about it more and more, Ambrose coming out, turning on Reigns with a bit, with the ref bump, because you got to throw that in there. I believe that will happen is that he'll close on Reigns. Kevin Owens will think he has in the bag. He goes up for the pop-up powerbomb, Superman punch, and Reigns still wins. And that's not what I want. Believe me, that's not what I want. I want Owens to win the title, but they won't do it. But it would also be kind of cool because, oh, you know what? If, let's see, you got Reigns, Cesaro, Owens, Neville, Ziggler, and Ambrose all went, and Kalisto all went through the Performance Center. So
ADR
that
didn't, though.
ADR yeah. didn't, but you could actually say that Performance, someone
Ziggler
from the,
did.
Yes, yeah, so you could actually have seven.
He was OVW, but
have seven of the eight. Seven of the eight people are actually have gone through the Performance Center at some point. So that,
so it's an NXT tournament.
You could almost do that. So in this case, if you look at it from that standpoint, Owens should win because then you can say that I came out, I beat John Cena, I beat Roman Reigns and have him do that thing. But I believe that what's going to happen is that he's going to go for a pop-up powerbomb. Reigns going to give him a Superman punch. 1, 2, 3.
Lesnar is out. Cena's got 2 months off. Orton's out for 6 months. Rollins is out. Doug, is this the darkest timeline?
I don't think so. I mean, and that was one of the things that I was messaging the guy I was going with as soon as I found out about Rollins' injury and just the excitement, the aspect of oh my God, Cena's not going to have the title. Randy Orton's not going to get the title. Who's going to get the title? We're going to see a legitimate push for somebody who has not been necessarily pushed that far for a title match. I mean, yeah, Roman is the likelihood to get it, but everybody else is, at least somebody is going to get that push into main event status, whether it be Kevin Owens or Dean Ambrose, Ziggler. Just you have that push for somebody else to be in there. Somebody else, I mean, legitimately, quoting Vince McMahon again, somebody has to grab that brass ring and take charge and go into main event status. Ultimately, you know, my finale and what my dream end scenario for this one is actually having, because of Tyler Breeze interference with Dolph Ziggler, Dean Ambrose loses because of disqualification. Ziggler goes on, loses to Kevin Owens. Reigns versus Owens. Reigns wins. Ambrose comes out to help celebrate Reigns winning, turns on him, beats him down because he's mad that he didn't have a fair shot at the tournament. Sheamus comes out, cashes in. Sheamus is your new champion at the end of Survivor Series, and that is my dream scenario.
I was going to say, then, that's the elephant
then you
in the
can
room
push
that we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, but about Sheamus cashing in, he still has that briefcase. We don't know if he's going to cash in, or can he technically cash in now against Vacant?
Well, Vacan does hold the AAA, the TNA, and the WWE World title, so I don't know. I mean, which title is he going to cash it in on?
The light heavyweight?
The WCW championship. No, he cannot cash it in. I think Money in the Bank is specific that you must cash in on a champion. You cannot cash in on a vacant title.
Yeah. Well,
a title match.
Has anyone seen the contract for that? Because we need to look it over and see if
there
can
is
do
a
that.
Contract out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Because you're just entitled to one match, so all you could do is here's the one question that I have. So they've been pushing like this is T, and I think we all had the same thought, right? Somebody new is going to get their shot at the brass ring. Doesn't it seem very much like WWE to be like, ha ha, you thought you're getting somebody new. Here's Sheamus.
Yep.
I mean, like I was listening to Doug, and I was like, wow, somebody new, like a Cesaro or an Owens or an Ambrose, is going to get a push, and I go, yeah, Sheamus is winning the title.
Yeah,
that just seems exactly like the WWE to give us the carrot that we desperately want, and then go, okay, here's the Money in the Bank guy, and you know that, right? We're gonna see, I don't know, like let's put Ziggler in the finals, and we're going absolutely crazy. He hits the zigzag, and Sheamus runs out, and we're losing our minds. Like, are you effing kidding me?
So, is it what would be better to have an actual champion crowned and then Sheamus cash in, or have Sheamus cash in? Man, that's a tongue twister. Sheamus cash in before the match is over, kind of what Rollins did. You know, would it be better to have Sheamus cash in and then win the title?
I really want to see the Ambrose turn, and that only can happen after the fact. Reigns gets the championship, Ambrose turn, and then Sheamus cashes in because of the turn.
But
then you set up for TLC, Ambrose versus Sheamus for the title.
The kind of like Doug's dream scenario, I have a bit of a different dream scenario. To set it up, I'm going to go back in time. If you remember Elimination Chamber, remember when Edge was the champion in the first match? He got pinned by Jeff Hardy like immediately, and he came out later in the night and attacked Kofi Kingston to take his spot in the second Elimination Chamber. Kind of a cool story. Let's just say, for argument's sake, last match of the first round is ADR Kalisto, and Brock Lesnar's music hits. And he comes out and just absolutely annihilates Kalisto and says, I'm taking your spot. Because that's something Brock Lesnar would totally do. He throws him and he injures him and he absolutely destroys him and goes, I'm in the tournament now. Now this tournament's interesting. Because now Reigns can lose in the second round and it's not that big of a deal. Now you have Brock Lesnar versus – or he could do the same thing to Neville, let's say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have Brock Lesnar in the finals. Imagine if you had Brock Lesnar, Reigns in the finals and Sheamus comes out to cash.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, now Brock could beat Sheamus. Now you could literally have a scenario where Reigns goes, I got screwed twice out of the title. That's the scenario. I want Brock to show up. I mean, he should be in this tournament. He is the, what? Not the former champion, the previous. Yeah. If they could use him in Hell in a Cell, they can use him in Survivor Series. And he's not going to be at TLC. He's not going to wrestle one of those dumb matches.
Well, he is in Canada right now hunting, so I don't know if we can get a hold of him. He might have a sat phone, though. You never know. Yeah, he's hunting. You know, by the way, do you think if him and Stone Cold went hunting, do you think there would be some issues? Like, do you think there have to be a third person there in case something happens?
Yeah, probably.
Do Brock and Austin not get along?
No, they do.
I never heard that they don't get along at all.
Well, you know, because that's his ex-wife.
Who?
Deb.
Sable?
Wait.
You thinking of Deborah?
No.
Oh. No, you're thinking Deborah, dude.
Yeah, Deborah and Sable are two different people.
I thought that.
Yeah, that's Mark Marrow's.
My bad.
No one cares about Mark Marrow.
Yeah, no. Mark Marrow doesn't even care about Mark Marrow.
That's actually true. He clearly doesn't pop for himself.
So the tournament, it could go a lot of different ways. I am, for the most part, pretty excited about it. I think that I'm hopeful. I think that we could see something very interesting. I think if Survivor Series does not end with somebody turning or some sort of tomfoolery, you know, I believe that it's a failure. I believe and this is going to be one of those rare instances where I say that if the match at the end of the night isn't just a clean finish, you know, it's a failure. I'm saying the reverse. It has to be some sort of tomfoolery. It cannot be a clean finish. But either way, though, I am very hopeful and I can't wait to talk about this next week and actually even, you know, the following week after that.
Wait, winners. Who's predicting winners? We haven't done that yet.
Right. For me, I would say Reigns wins with a turn.
Does he walk out with the title, though?
Reigns wins the title, walks out with it because he turned and joined the Authority. That's what I would want to see happen. And that would make me the happiest.
I concur with Aaron. I think Reigns will turn on Ambrose and walk out the champion.
All right, Doug, what are your thoughts?
I'm saying Reigns wins the championship, but Sheamus cashes in.
Successfully?
Successfully.
Okay. I know it would be fun. This is what my dream scenario would be. Would be Owens wins. Sheamus tries to cash in. Owen runs through the crowd. Like he usually does. That would be my dream scenario. But realistically, I believe that Roman Reigns will win because he turns and joins the Authority. That's what I think. That's what I believe will happen. But I really hope there's something that of everything scenario that we've thrown out there, I hope we're all wrong and something weird happens.
CM Punk.
CM Punk just leaves Heyman's bat mitzvah and decides, hey, I'm gonna wrestle just one more time.
Is Daniel Bryan healthy?
He is. He doesn't have clearance. He won't be back for this.
Because he would be an
amazing Royal Rumble surprise.
Oh God! Yeah.
Number 30, so Ray doesn't get booed.
Yep.
Ray still get booed even if Daniel Bryan comes out. They'll actually start booing Ray.
Ray will come out 29 and get booed, and then Bryan will come out 30th.
And they'll still be booing Ray. They'll be like, "Boo, Ray!"
Yeah.
They're like, already. No, we like you. We like you.
Yeah.
Bryan, boo Ray.
They're already booing as soon as 29 comes out because they know it's not going to be Daniel Bryan. Because he's in the back, completely dressed in a suit and tie, and they're all like boo. But anyway, so I think we're all excited about this. I cannot wait for this pay per view. It's 2 weeks away, and Doug's gonna be there, so of course he's gonna have to come back on and talk about it. And also, I just want to point out that the four of us we're all going to WrestleMania, so this should be interesting, and we'll go from there. So Off the Mark 296 will be an awesome show. We're going to have a lot to talk about, and also next week as well. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Doug Hogg, Roger Cave, and Aaron Hughes, I'm Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you in the ring.